FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A six-year-old boy has succumbed to his injuries in hospital after being struck by lightning at his northern KZN home. Banele Mpungose was with his family in the Mbofu area when lightning hit a rondeville over the weekend. The little boy reportedly suffered severe head injuries and had to be taken to a nearby hospital. The Umlalazi Municipality Mayor, Queen Olu, visited the family yesterday following the tragic incident. Municipal spokesperson, Nontlandla Jele.
Even while they were mourning the passing away of the senior member of the family, we've also gathered that there are about 12 members of the family in a rondeville house, and when the lightning struck, the tattoo fell onto them and started to burn. Fortunate enough, some survived. Unfortunately for Banele, he suffered the severe injuries and had to be transported to hospital with other two of his siblings who are still fighting for their lives in the hospital.
Meanwhile, the Ndwende local municipality mayor, Samuel Mfega, says they're trying to find alternative routes for the Nazareth Baptist Church members participating in this year's pilgrimage. It's after about 10 mud houses were washed away and bridges flooded on the roads leading up to the prayer mountains.
So now there's influx of vehicles, which is causes too much mud on the roads because, you know, our roads are mostly the gravel roads. And now a lot of vehicles are stuck on the road, but our disaster team are outside to be able to try and help people to have an access to this mountain.
The ANC Youth League says it joins millions of South Africans in celebrating the 113th anniversary of the party today. Spokesperson Zama Kanyase says the milestone is a reminder of the party's enduring legacy of struggle and resilience. She says the movement has to continue serving the people of South Africa with integrity, humility and dedication.
This anniversary is not just a moment of reflection, but also a call to action to address the pressing challenges facing our nation. The ANC's rich history compels us to reaffirm the unity of the movement, accelerate socio-economic transformation, renew and strengthen the ANC, and inspire the next generation of leaders.
And abroad, the body of late U.S. President Jimmy Carter has arrived at the U.S. Capitol, where it will lie in state until a national funeral later this week. Carter, who died last month at the age of 100, served a single term from 1977 to 1981. He was widely praised for his post-presidential humanitarian efforts, for which he received a Nobel Peace Prize in 2002. His body arrived at the snow-covered U.S. Capitol, where it will remain until tomorrow. The top story this hour, a six-year-old boy has succumbed to his injuries in hospital after being struck by lightning at his northern KZN home. Banele Mpungose was with his family at the Mbofu area when lightning hit a rondeville over the weekend. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. In for Natarna Desson, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.